The Taoiseach Micheál Martin, the Minister for Road Transport Sean Canney and the Transport Minister Dara O'Brien are due to meet in the coming weeks to discuss ways of tightening e-scooter laws. The Irish Times reports today that one of the options being considered is the mandatory wearing of helmets for e-scooter riders. Harry McGee, political correspondent with the Irish Times, has the story and is with us now. Harry, why are these changes being considered now?
I think they come in the light of statistics, road safety statistics from last year, which show that the number of accidents and fatalities involving e-scooters are on an upward curve. 3 fatalities last year, a number of serious injuries. And it also comes in the wake, Justin, of a report that was published by the Royal College of Physicians in Ireland, which showed that the state's leading paediatric neurosurgical centre at Temple Street was reporting that e-scooter incidents are now the leading cause of traumatic brain injuries in children admitted. And it stated that since May of 2024, a total of 25 children have been admitted after an e-scooter crash. And these, of course, are minors. So the e-scooters, they're kind of a funny category because they were unregulated completely until 2023 when new legislation came in, and it created a new category for e-bikes and for e-scooters. They're called powered vehicle transporters. So unlike, say, motorbikes or cars, there's no need to have a license. They don't need to be registered. They don't need to pay tax and insurance, but there are regulations that specify how they should and shouldn't be used. A maximum speed limit of 20 kilometres. Children under the age of 16 are prohibited from using them, not allowed to be used on footpaths. You can't have more than one passenger on board any e-scooter. Most people comply with that, Justin, but there are people, as we see on the roads, who flout those regulations in one way or another.
You're reporting today, Harry, that there is resistance to the idea of registering e-scooters. Why?
Yeah, well, the regulations at the moment, so essentially, if there was regulation, that would probably require a licence. I think Sean Canney, the Minister of State, is looking for advice in relation to all that from the Attorney General. He said he's adamant that he wants to make helmets and high visibility jackets compulsory. They're not compulsory at the moment, and he thinks that it could be done by regulation. He said if it were to be done by license, or if there were regulation, that would require a full metal jacket, as it were, in terms of legislation. They'd have to go through the process in the Dáil, the Oireachtas, and it could take time. And he thinks that regulation might achieve the same end more quickly. But they are opposed to registration, even though there are some backbenchers. Shane Moynihan of Fianna Fáil has called for registration, as there is in Germany. And he said that in that instance, each e-scooter could be identified or could be identified to a particular owner, which would make the job for the Garda Síochána in terms of implementing the regulations much easier. But there definitely is a move to tighten up the regulations as is.
We'll watch and see what happens. Harry, thank you for that. That's Harry McGee, political correspondent with the Irish Times. It's 8:46.